Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Today, we're doing a deep dive into the OnePlus Pad Go 2, which has arrived as a genuine alternative to the iPad, at a fraction of the price. Priced at just 23 Indian rupees, 999, the Go 2 isn't trying to undercut Apple on cost alone, it's packed with features that punch well above their weight. After a few weeks of using the Go 2 for media streaming, gaming, reading, and good old-fashioned work, I've got plenty of thoughts about where it shines and where it still has room to grow. First up, design and build quality, both vital in a market swamped with plastic rectangles pretending to be premium gear. The aluminium chassis gives the Go 2 a sturdy feel, not only boosting its durability, but also giving it an elegant, upmarket vibe at first glance. Weighing in at just 599 grams, the Pad Go 2 never felt cumbersome in my hands, even during marathon YouTube or Netflix sessions. The flat sides aren't just a design choice, they genuinely make it easier to grip, which you'll appreciate if, like me, you often use your tablet as a secondary screen while working or cooking. Now, it's not all roses. OnePlus did skip a fingerprint scanner, so you can't tap to unlock in a flash. However, they did include facial recognition, which worked without a hitch, even in fairly low light. It's accurate and speedy, though if you're really security conscious, you might wish OnePlus had included both options. The other big win for creatives is stylus support. OnePlus offers the Pad Go 2 Stylo, boasting 4096 levels of pressure sensitivity. Taking notes felt natural, with zero perceptible lag, and doodling or marking up PDFs was genuinely a pleasure, especially compared to cheaper styli on the market. Artists or students who want a device that serves for both note-taking and creative sketching will feel pretty well catered for here. Shifting gears to the display. Honestly, OnePlus have knocked it out of the park. You're getting a generous 12.1-inch IPS panel, offering a crisp 2.8K resolution and peak brightness up to 900 nits. In real-world terms, that means streaming movies is a joy, with punchy colors and enough detail that you forget you're holding a mid-range tablet. Even under harsh indoor lights, or next to a window on a sunny afternoon, I never struggled to see what was on screen, which is more than I can say for some laptops I've tested at double the price. Touch response is rapid, too. Useful whether you're doing quick edits to spreadsheets, or sinking a couple of hours into Genshin Impact, or PUBG Mobile. Speaking of games, let's talk performance. The MediaTek Dimensity 7300 Ultra paired with 8GB of RAM gave me rock-solid results in multitasking and heavy workloads alike. I had multiple Chrome tabs open, Spotify streaming in the background, Slack running in split-screen, and video editing tools on hand without the dreaded stutter or lag. When it was time to swap from work to play, the tablet coped brilliantly. Frame rate stayed smooth, loading times were short, and the device never really got warm enough to be uncomfortable. One caveat. While the Pad Go 2 delivers solid performance for most games, don't expect cutting-edge graphics settings with zero compromise in every title, but you do get reliable playability. For mobile gaming after work or at lunch, it's more than up to the job, and I have to say the large, bright screen makes a big difference for immersion. Onto one of the make-or-break features for any portable device, battery life. Here, OnePlus have nailed it. The battery consistently lasted 3 to 4 days on a full charge with regular use. That's with me streaming hours of music, checking email, reading articles, gaming here and there, and even joining the odd video call. And when you do run low, fast charging means you're not stuck waiting. Just plug in for a quick top-up, and you're back in business. For anyone using a tablet as their go-to study or entertainment device, it makes a huge difference not stressing about a dead battery mid-project. All up, the OnePlus Pad Go 2 feels reliable enough for school, work, travel, and play, a rare feat at this price. If I had to nitpick, sure, it won't fully replace a high-end laptop or iPad Pro for professionals, but for general everyday use, it over-delivers. So rounding out the review, this is a tablet that doesn't settle for good enough. With specs and design finishing touches you'd usually expect in a much pricier device, the Pad Go 2 stands toe-to-toe with established heavyweights in the category. For anyone seeking a robust tablet that takes media, creativity, and casual productivity seriously, without the premium price, OnePlus have made a genuinely compelling case. It points to OnePlus's bigger ambitions in the tablet world, and honestly, it shows they're listening to the features people want most. Now, it wouldn't be an open source News Elements episode without a look at the broader forces shaping the tech world, So let's zoom out for a moment and catch up on the big picture trends. First major story, climate change and its intersection with the tech sector. The 2025 Arctic Report Card just dropped some sobering news. The Arctic is heating up almost twice as fast as the rest of the planet, accelerating ice melt and raising sea levels far quicker than previously forecast. For technology makers and users alike, this is a call to arms. There's an urgent need for sustainable design, efficient manufacturing and supply chains that consider their environmental impact from top to bottom. Whether you're developing a new phone or just picking the right gadget for your home, sustainability isn't just trendy, it's becoming non-negotiable as regulators and consumers raise the bar. Next up, the ever-growing list of cybersecurity cautionary tales. Just this week, Coupang, the South Korean e-commerce juggernaut, kinda their answer to Amazon, suffered a massive data breach affecting nearly 34 million accounts. That's names, addresses, and payment details potentially out in the wild. A reminder, if we needed one, of how vital it is to push for stronger data protection, better regulation, and transparent communication with users after incidents like these. Whenever this sort of thing happens, it puts the onus on every company, big or small, to take cybersecurity as seriously as they do product launches or marketing. As customers and stakeholders, we have to keep pressing for more robust privacy standards and to think twice about the personal information we're sharing. Shifting gears again to the world of regulation, both the European Union and North America are in the midst of significant changes. The EU's previously announced 2035 ban on internal combustion engine vehicles is in for a rethink, partly due to market realities and pushback from the automotive sector. At the same time, regulatory tensions have grown between the US and the EU, particularly around how tech companies handle user data, transfer information across borders, and interpret competition rules. These aren't just stories for the policy wonks. Shifts in regulation can shape everything from what phones are available to us to the kinds of privacy settings we have by default. Anyone working in or even just enjoying tech should keep one eye on these cross-border rumblings as we look ahead to 2025 and beyond. AI, of course, continues to take big leaps forward. One recent highlight is the release of the Opus 1.6 audio codec. What makes it special? It promises clear audio at much lower bitrates, which is a win for video calls, streaming, and even gaming. Startups like Quilter are also making headlines for using AI to push beyond conventional hardware design, resulting in faster, more efficient chips that promise better performance across everything from smart home devices to industrial IoT systems. These developments aren't just cool. They represent a shift in how quickly new features and efficiencies can reach everyday users. But with these advancements come fresh challenges, not least in the area of consumer privacy. Just this fortnight in Texas, several major TV manufacturers face legal action for allegedly using automatic content recognition, called ACR, to watch what you're watching, and collecting data without consent. These lawsuits question how tech companies are tracking usage patterns to sell advertising or refine products, often without clearly telling you what's going on in the background. For anyone who values privacy, and let's be honest, that's most of us, it's a wake-up call to question how much information we're handing over, explicitly or otherwise, and which brands are most transparent with their privacy policies and practices. All these stories give us a bigger picture. Technology can do incredible things, but every innovation brings fresh complexity around ethics, privacy, and trust. Sustainability, data protection, and fair regulation aren't just headlines. They're the real priorities that will shape our digital world in the years ahead. Whether you're keen on the latest hardware or just following the news, understanding these trends will help you make smarter choices every time you pick up a device. So, as the tablet market heats up and technology keeps evolving faster than ever, it pays to look both at the specs on the box and the big picture behind them. That wraps up this review of the OnePlus Pad Go 2 and the state of tech in 2025. If you found this review or the news breakdown helpful, be sure to check out more episodes wherever you get your podcasts, and visit element.fm for your hosting needs. Thanks for listening.